Our largest lender was sold to a larger bank. Neither pomp and circumstance nor my name meant anything to the new upper management. At the same time, the 1986 Tax Act began to have its negative impact on real estate, so all the banks began to get worried and decided to trim back on real estate lending. Because we had open lines of credit and short-term notes, the banks had the right to call most of our debt within 90 days, and that is just what they did. I had 90 days to find $1.2 million. I paid virtually all of it, but doing so destroyed my business, and I lost everything but my home and the clothes on my back. I remember the strain on my marriage. I remember the morning standing in the shower with the water scalding my face and crying like a baby. I remember the sheriff serving the lawsuit papers for default on notes. I remember thinking of suicide, knowing I had a $1 million life insurance policy that would provide for my family better than I was doing. It took 3.5 years for paradise to completely unravel and for me to end up broke. From the nightmare and emotional pain, however, I found that my experience in foreclosure and my personal acquaintance with financial pain was a foundation for opening a company to counsel consumers. Now I have that company.